We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
The doors are open. The spring 2024 round of Pruning to Prosper is now open. So, ladies, if you are interested in running your home efficiently with God at the center of it all, then this is the program for you. It is going to be Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, beginning April 18th. So it'll be April 18th through May 23rd on Thursdays, 10 to noon. And we will have daily accountability and group chats to support you. So it's less time than the winter session, and the price is also less. $200 for 6 weeks, 12 hours of coaching and live Zoom calls with me and accountability. So take advantage of the less time and the less cost for this round of Pruning to Prosper. Grab a friend. It's always more fun with a friend. And you are going to talk about who we call to be. We're going to declutter. We're going to work out that grocery budget of yours. We are going to get a meal plan for your family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for an entire month. We're going to talk about how we all feel overwhelmed, how we can implement some routines to make the overwhelm lessen. And finally, we're going to talk about finding our tribe because we can't do this alone. We need our tribe of friends. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, please check the show notes for the sign up, and I will see you on April 18th. Take care. Pay to all their dues, taxes to whom taxes are due, toll to whom toll is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and today let's talk about that tax refund. So, that time of the year is coming around again, and in an ideal world, you would not be receiving a tax refund because you wouldn't be loaning the government any money to be used during the year. So ideally, you are going to figure out what you need to claim so that you can walk that very fine line of not getting anything back and not really owing anything either. And for that, maybe you know how to do it, but otherwise I would seek a good accountant. I am very frugal, except for when it comes to hiring professional help. So we've got good lawyers, we've got good accountants, we hire for things that we don't know what we don't know, okay? And I would recommend that you do the same. So let's talk about this tax refund, if you're going to get one, okay? Because I know a lot of people get them, and I know a lot of people look forward to them, and I have a lot of budgeting clients that rely on them to pay down debt. They'll say, well, when I get this tax refund, I'm going to pay down this debt. And so let's just talk a little bit about the numbers. The average tax refund for 2024 is $3,145, okay? So that's just your average. You know, I like to speak in just general, very basic terms in this podcast because I don't know all of you personally and your situations personally. But let's say you're looking forward to this tax refund, okay? Should you use your tax refund to pay off debt? Dun, dun, dun. Big question, right? And here's my answer. First and foremost, $1,000 should go to your starter emergency fund if you don't have an emergency fund. All right, so that's the very, very first step when I work with my budgeting clients. That's their first month's homework, is to sell things or cut back or do whatever they have to do to get that $1,000 starter emergency fund. Is $1,000 enough to get you through any of life's emergencies? No, but it'll get you through most of them, or it puts a decent Band-Aid on most of them, okay? If you blow a tire, it'll fix the car. You know, you can get a new tire on the car. It can usually fix a lot of car repairs. Just to review, if you haven't listened to this podcast in the past, a true emergency is something, I always describe it as, would your kids notice? Okay, so if your kids open the refrigerator and there isn't any food in the refrigerator, yes, it's an emergency. You may tap into that fund if you don't have money for food. Would your kids notice if they woke up to a house that was freezing cold because there was no heat? Yes, that's an emergency. Would your kids notice if they went to brush their teeth and there wasn't water? Yes, that's an emergency. Would they notice if there wasn't electricity? Yes, that's an emergency. Would they notice if there wasn't gas in the car to get you to work? Yes, that's an emergency. I think a lot of times people save up that $1,000 and they think, "Woo! I hit my goal. I saved my first $1,000. And then soccer signups, and they don't have the cash. And they're like, you know what? I'm just going to take it from this $1,000 that I saved up. And is soccer signups really an emergency? Are the tournaments really an emergency? Is the hotel really an emergency? Like, I see this stuff with my budget clients, you guys. So I'm not just making up what people are spending their money on or what they deem to be emergencies. I've even seen things that are very good intentioned, but they're not emergencies. And I think when you're on this path to get out of debt and really change your financial future, you've got to learn to say no to yourself and no to your kids and determine what is a true emergency that you would use that $1,000. Okay? A medical emergency, of course, would also count for using that $1,000. Okay. But I think a lot of times people get that $1,000 and then something tempting comes up and they're like, let's just use it. It's okay. We'll put it back. Da-da-da. And then it doesn't get put back. And then it's just this never ending cycle of, like, you know, the statistics are that most Americans couldn't cover a $500 emergency. And that is not acceptable, okay? Especially if you're listening to this podcast, it shows that you're interested in getting ahead financially, or you're interested in God's plan for your life. And God's plan for your life does not include you living paycheck to paycheck, tax refund to tax refund, okay? Let's get out of that cycle and start living the best life that we are called to live, so that we are free to do what God's calling us to do. Because sometimes what God's calling us to do might take some money. So we want to make sure that we are well equipped to do anything that we are asked to do. So, all right, you've got your $1,000 starter emergency fund. That's what you're doing with that first $1,000. So if we're just talking averages, that leaves us with $2,145. What do we do with this? Okay, should you pay down debt? Okay, this is where I'm not just going to say, yes, do it, okay? Because here's the thing. And when I have clients that have sometimes what we want to call a windfall, okay? It might be because you've been laid off and you get a severance package. It might be that maybe one of your parents or both of your parents have passed and you have a little bit of an inheritance. It could be maybe you have a little bit of a lawsuit settlement. Maybe you're in a car accident. You got a little bit, maybe you got $10,000 or something that's not life-changing, but it's definitely significant. I am very hesitant to say in a blanket statement, throw it at your debt. I know that's what Dave Ramsey would say, but here's the thing. You have to analyze what is your debt. And this windfall, if you will, of a tax refund or a severance package or an inheritance or even like a bonus, if you get an annual bonus from your job, they're not coming every week, right? So you have to be very intentional with what you do with this money. And if your debt is a one-time thing, so let's say you have a car that you want to pay off, or you have a medical bill that you want to pay off, or you have tuition that you're going to pay for your kids, and that's it. When it's done, it's done. Okay. I'm okay with throwing all of that at a debt, or if it's going to pay off your house, like, okay, yeah, go for it. But if you look at your debt and it is simply lifestyle debt, so if you look at your credit card and it's not a medical bill on the credit card, it's not a one-time purchase that you needed, and otherwise you are very conservative with your money. Maybe you bailed out a parent or a sibling and it was a one-time thing, whatever it is, then yes, throw this tax refund at that money, at that debt. But if it's lifestyle, as in you look at your credit card and it's dinners out, it's stuff for your kids, it's groceries, it's a vacation, it's you name it, gas for your car. If you're not paying that credit card bill off every single month, you can't afford your lifestyle. And I'm very hesitant to say use this once a year gift for your lifestyle, because in 2 or 3 months, you're going to be right back where you are. So what I'll usually say to my clients is, show me for the next 3 or 4 months that you can stick to a budget. Show me that you can rein in your spending. And then, okay, let's throw it at the debt. But otherwise, if you're not reining in your spending or changing your habits so that you're living within your means, which is, you know, 50 to 60% of your take-home pay should be your fixed cost. Okay, that is your magic number. If you haven't figured out your fixed costs yet, then you got to stop this podcast right now and go figure it out. Your fixed costs are all your recurring monthly bills, your mortgage, your rent, your car payments, your student loans, your credit card minimums, anything, tuition, right? Anything that is every single month is a fixed cost, okay? Food is a fixed cost, really. Like, you can roughly say you're going to spend this much on food because you have to do it, right? You can't just say, no, we're not going to buy food this month. So that's a fixed cost. And if it's not lower than 60% of your take-home pay, you simply can't afford your lifestyle. End of story. If you're above that 60%, you are always going to feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. End of story. You will never feel like you have breathing room. You will never get ahead. You're never going to be saving enough for retirement. So that's what I want you to look at is putting this tax refund towards debt really going to make a difference? Or is it just a Band-Aid to get us through the next few months? If it's just a Band-Aid, I would recommend that you save your $1,000, you keep it liquid, and that you invest the rest. And I want you to go on to a compound interest calculator website. So you can go to NerdWallet is a great one. I love playing with a compound interest calculator. You can go in and just say like, okay, so I've got my $1,000 saved for my emergency fund, my starter emergency fund, and I'm going to take the rest of this $2,145 and I'm going to invest it. And just play with the numbers. Put in that $2,100 and put in for your rate of return, you know, your, I'd say 6%. It's very conservative. And then put in however many years until you retire. and see how that $2,100 is going to grow. And that's what I want for you, is like just to see what this debt is costing you. If you had, you know, that money to invest that wasn't going towards debt, oh my gosh, look and see what your future would be like. If you roughly want to know how much you need for retirement, figure out what you need to live every year. So, you know, and remember, when you're 65 or something, maybe your house is paid off by then, or your kids are grown. So you're probably not going to need as much as you need today. So figure out that number. Let's say it's $100,000 would give you like a really comfortable retirement. So you multiply $100,000 times 25, you're going to get $2.5 million. And that's what you need to retire, because you could roughly, this is all estimates, roughly take 4% every year, which would be $100,000 off of that and you would never touch the golden egg of the $2.5 million. Okay, so you're just siphoning off the top, I guess, if you want to say, $100,000 a year. But you would need $2.5 million to get there. Okay, so that's roughly what you can do, is to figure out how much you're going to need for retirement. And I'm getting more and more concerned with the people not saving for retirement. And it's another, like right now, my son just today paid the deposit for his college. So we're done the college decision. It's like totally like weight off of our shoulders. But, and you know, and he'll graduate debt free, and we're going to cash flow it, and it's going to be fine. You know, he got a lot of scholarships, and the rest of it we can fund. But I want you to also like look, if you're doing the college decision too, and you're thinking about letting your child take out loans, I want you to use that compound interest calculator and just type in how much their credit, their student loan payment is going to be, multiply that by, 47 years, which would be like, you know, until they retire or something like that. And just see how much money they're leaving on the table versus like, if your child is going to graduate debt-free, you invest that same amount in how much they're going to have in retirement. So this is what, like, I cannot emphasize this enough. Like, do not let your kids go into tons and tons of debt for college. It's just not worth it. You're affecting their future. You're affecting when they can retire. You're going to affect, you know, when they get married, when they can have kids. All of that is based on a decision that they're going to make at 18 years of age. And it really is up to you as the parent to put your foot down and say, no, we're not going to do this. Like, that's a whole other episode, really. But I think because it's so fresh in my mind about the college, and, you know, my husband was messing around with a compound interest calculator last night with my son to show him, just like, you know, like we opened up a Roth IRA for my son, and we put $1,000 into it for him, and then just see how it grows. And if you add just a couple hundred dollars a month, how it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And that's what I want for you too. Like, stop throwing your money away on credit cards that are just like, these credit card companies are just preying on us, you guys. Like, don't play their game. Like, just decide that you're going to get out of debt once and for all and get those fixed costs in line. Make sure they are less than 60% of your take-home pay, or you will never get out of this cycle of debt and feeling like you're broke. And I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting very frustrated when it really is, it's a decision that you have to just decide that you're going to play a different game. You're not going to fall for this anymore. You're going to get it together. You're going to put this tax refund to work, not just for a Band-Aid. You're going to really get it, really working towards your future. okay? If this tax refund is going to pay off a car or pay off a medical debt, go for it. Do it. Be done. Release the shackles of debt and move on with your life. But then I really want you, once your that debt is paid off, take that same amount that you were save or paying towards debt every month, snowball it into the next debt. Get out of debt as fast as you can so you can start really saving aggressively for retirement, okay? Yeah, especially if you're roughly my age, like I'm 48. If you haven't started saving for retirement yet, you know, like these are your prime earning years. You got to get out of debt so you can start saving for your future. All right, guys, I am going to call it a day on the podcast here. If you are interested in signing up for my course, Printing to Prosper, it is going to start next week, I believe, the 18th. So the details are in the show notes. Please sign up because it is going to be 6 weeks of helping you run your home efficiently. We're going to talk about grocery budgets. And let me tell you, when we started meal planning, I saved $700 a month. Put that into that compound interest calculator, $700 a month multiplied by, let's just say, 18 years of raising my kids. See what that'll put into retirement for me. But yeah, I swear, if you aren't meal planning and you commit to meal planning alone from this course, it will pay for itself in the first month. So don't hesitate to invest in yourself. Like, we aren't taught this stuff, like how to run our homes efficiently. So put $200 out there, learn how to do this stuff, and you will reap the benefits for the rest of your life. You know, like, especially if you're like a young married couple or young woman, like learn how to do this. And so that you can really set yourself up for success. Okay. When I was single, I made $25,000 a year, but I still invested in some guy came to talk to us and, you know, talked about a retirement fund that was separate from the pension that our county provided. And I was like, you know what, I'm going all in. So over the course of the 2.5 years that I worked for the county, I managed to save over $2,000 into this fund. And you know what? I walked away from that job and I walked away from contributing to that thing. And I kind of forgot about it. I moved on to my next job where I had a 401k and I contributed the max to that. And just this past year, I was like, I got to get rid of that old county investment thing that I was doing. So you know what? I had initially invested like $2,000. And all these years later, I walked away with like $18,000. Just psh, boom. On like a regular Tuesday, I was like, I'm going to cash that thing out because I didn't cash it out. I rolled it into my other 401k. But that's what I'm saying. When you start early and you teach your kids to invest early, even just a couple thousand dollars, it grows. Even if you never contribute to it again. I walked away with $18,000 for $2,000 that I hardly ever missed. All right. That's what you can teach your kids. That's what you can do for yourself. Stay out of debt. Avoid college loans. So that immediately your first paycheck, you are saving for retirement, okay? It's not overwhelming when you start young. When you have time on your side, play with the numbers, you guys. It is so fun. And your kids are going to be set up for life. And it's not too late for you. Get out of debt. Start saving for retirement if you haven't yet. And yeah, have a great day.